This is part two of the Psychotronic Crystal, Psychotronic Generator, Vampire Assassination Protocols. Now, with the release of the Vampire Crystal quantum superimposed with your vampire body, propelled by total hatred causing this anti-gravity via negative pressure on the general relativity field equations, you can actually see that the whole basis of vampirism is not the occult, but just science from the future, which is enabled to be brought to the past by remote viewers who are able to travel into the future. This, of course, takes immense amounts of life force, because the more life force you've got, the more psychic you become. The less life force you have, the less psychic you become. And, of course, if you put negative life force into a target, you turn it into a clipothic shell, like the American remote viewers and all my other targets. So they become negative psychics, which of course means that they destroy everything and anybody they come into contact to. So you actually burn them up, suckle the life force out, and then turn them into Mickey Rourke Angel Heart weapon systems to actually act as viruses in the body of the country you wish to destroy. So all the American remote viewers, European Union remote viewers, have been fully weaponized to destroy Zion. Now, the psychotronic crystal, psychotronic generator, vampire projectile, all trademarked, all my exclusive property, has your energy bodies inside it. And as you know, if you are a scientist, a quartz crystal has a six-fold symmetry. And we know that the six directions of movement describe Euclidean space. So, of course, the biophysical body can move along these six planes of symmetry, and it describes a clockwise vortex as it jumps from one line to the next, inwards towards the point. So what you get is an inward vortex, which is clockwise. This, of course, compresses the quartz crystal's energy, its quantum wave function, and as we know, when we compress a quartz crystal, it produces an electric spark, which opens up a gateway to the fifth dimension, which of course allows your five-dimensional vampire energy body to enter into the four-dimensional Riemann manifold, which we call reality. And this produces a inward torsion field, which squeezes dry all the life force out of that vampire crystal. So it, instead of having the life force which is innate within any quartz crystal, it becomes totally depleted of life force. And as you go round and round again, inwards and inwards and inwards, you go below the zero point life force to make it negative. So you have a negative life force projectile, and the more you squeeze it, the more you go round and round and inwards and inwards towards the point of the crystal, the more it becomes a negative life force projectile, which then hits the Cameron or the Rothschild bitch or the Rockefeller bitch or the Pentagon or the IBM or the Coca-Cola entity. This projectile then hits a target which has life force. And as you well know, this negative life force quantum wave function is intensely cold compared to the intensely hot target. And from thermodynamics, you know that energy, or in this case, the life force in the quantum wave function, which isn't described in any form of physics, because remember, physicists are the Church of Satan, who don't talk about life force or anything else that might damage their Rothschild, Judas, evil, walking, Satanist, alien masters. Now, the life force is then leached in an explosive way, basically popping the life force of the Cameron or the Rothschild or the Pentagon, etc., etc., into the intense, you call it an Abaddon pit, a intensely negative, life force depleted psychotronic crystal bullet, which has hit point first the target. This basically leaches in an explosive manner all the life force from the biophysical and the physical energy bodies of the target into the quartz crystal, which is then returned to the vampire, and on the return you then replicate the vortex, but instead of going inwards you clockwise go outwards, because of course you're now producing an outward torsion field, and the outward torsion field acts like a giant sponge sucking up immense amounts of life force as the outward torsion field grows bigger and bigger, filled with the life force of the target. And as you may see, this time instead of the life force being generated at the point, it is now released at the flat point of the crystal. So you can think of the bullet as hitting the Cameron bitch target, completely killing it, taking out all its life force. And in fact, with a Cameron, when it's hit with an intensely negative life force psychotronic crystal, psychotronic generator vampire projectile, it doesn't have enough life force to feed the crystal, because the crystal's got an immense capacity to suck up life force. But luckily, he's the Prime Minister, so it explosively destroys the UK and Britain and all the bitches that are linked to Cameron or with the Rothschild. It explosively destroys the Rothschild empire and banking system and all the bitches connected to Western monies. If it hits the Pentagon, it completely sucks dry the American military. If it hits IBM, completely sucks dry IBM, causing destructive annihilation of that corporation. Same with Coca-Cola, etc. So you can actually see that the vampire crystal not only sucks dry the target, but destroys huge amounts of infrastructure. And because it's doped with nuclear radiation, because that's how smoky quartz crystals are made, it poisons the life force remaining in the target. So it's like a poison bullet, basically a bullet covered with polonium-210 or bioweapons. So this poison bullet then turns all the life force remaining in the target into poison DOR form life force, which kills the target. So that's why when the American bitches try to steal my psychotronic generators, instead of powering them, they get infected with DOR, life force, psychotronic, edomized generators, which kill them. This, of course, is trademark technology, my intellectual property, and, of course, is facile technology from the 25th century. Now, of course, you can see the importance of precognitive remote viewers, because, of course, they can steal technology from the future, deploy in the past, and basically destroy and take over the past. So vampires are the front runners of the new regime, the vampire regime. Now, as the crystal returns to you and the outward spiral gets bigger and bigger, you suck up more and more life force, and you return simply the crystal to your belly button if you're perfectly proportioned like myself. If you're a fat bastard, 2 inches or 3 inches below, and if you're a freak, then above the belly button. This, of course, downloads the life force from the target into you. As you can see, the psychotronic crystal, psychotronic generator, vampire assassin bullet technology completely mimics rifles and handgun projectiles, so it's extremely easy to learn, as anyone who's got a firearm knows that the bullet is rifled. Basically, it is turned round, so it spins, in this case, in a clockwise direction, because clockwise turning kills off the anti-clockwise dark energy matter being in the target, and the energy body of a bitch is anti-clockwise, so when you put clockwise and anti-clockwise together, you get negation of spin, basically killing the target as you suck them dry. So you've got the deadly orgone radiation, you've got the clockwise spin, which, of course, the Cobalt-60 kills the energy body of the target. And, of course, you've got the use of quantum mechanics and unified field theory applied to vampirism. So you can actually see far future technology is appropriate to vampires. And the vampire energy body, since it's a five-dimensional black hole, can suck up vast amounts via the piezoelectric effect, this stargate to the fifth dimension in the quartz crystal, can suck up vast amounts of life force and dump it into the vampire energy body, which, of course, since it's black hole, can't be leached. You can't get any entity sucking you dry. If they come near you, your total hatred vampire body completely sucks them dry, implodes them, and they get destroyed on your Schwarzschild radius. And their awareness, which is two-dimensional information on your Schwarzschild radius, gets immediately transferred to the Omega Hells if you've got the Omega Hells service. If you wish to optimize this procedure, you can then get the building intent service, which of course means that, like in a rifle, you've got a laser sight which always hits the target, and no matter what scapegoat technology the bitch has got to protect themselves, the Good Shepherd technology, etc., it's totally negated by the building intent service, which of course is inputted into your vampire crystal by simply putting the building intent service on your vampire crystal, and of course putting the flat end on this certificate, sucking up the building intent service into the crystal, doing the same thing on a computer screen, putting the building intent service certificate and the vampire crystal together on screen with the crystal sitting on the certificate, taking a photograph of it. Remember, light is gravity in the fifth dimension, so taking digital photographs and sticking them on the computer network, of course, then turns it into psychotronic crystalware. So if you wish to have an aiming system which totally bypasses the scapegoat protection mechanism of the Rothschild, Rockefeller, then the building intent service completely means that the scapegoat protection armor of the target is totally negated. Your bullet hits the Rothschild, Rockefeller, Satanist bitch, and completely sucks them dry, poisons them, edomizes them, and turns them negative, so they destroy the banking system and the West. I hope this psychotronic crystal, psychotronic generator, vampire, cosmic assassin, bullet kit is found appropriate and interesting to vampires who wish to gain huge amounts of life force be it for the Empress service to make them beautiful and young, or the ultra gangster service to make them totally ruthless, and new masters of gangsterism, banksterism, or the mind-sucker vampire to boost their intelligence to Tim Riefat levels. Thank you very much.